Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier.
Hello. Welcome to the More Than Sleep Show. It is Monday morning, and I somehow managed to get my boys to school, but I'll admit this morning was a gong show. But here I am. And today we're going to talk about tongue ties and breastfeeding. And if you have breastfed a baby, or you're pregnant, or you've had any struggles, or maybe you're struggling, this could be your issue. And to be honest, it's a bit of a controversial issue, tongue ties. There seem to be kind of two camps of health professionals. There's the camp that believe in tongue ties and the impact that they can have on the breastfeeding relationship. And then there's kind of a camp of health professionals who don't believe that that's the case. And to be honest, the mama coach is in the camp that can impact breastfeeding because we see it all the time in our practice. I think one of the reasons why there's controversy surrounding it is we all have that tiny piece of tissue under our tongues, right? Everybody knows what I'm talking about, that tiny piece of cartilage. Right there, you can see it on my tongue, looks a little different on a baby. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you or your baby has a tongue tie. We all have that connection. Where the issue lies is when it affects mobility of the tongue. A baby should be able to stick their tongue out past their bottom lip, and they should be able to put it side to side. The tongue is the most important piece in a baby's mouth needed for breastfeeding. And a baby's tongue, and I'll post some videos on my Facebook page of the motion that a baby's tongue needs to do while sucking. It's like a wave-like motion like this. So if it's tight and the tongue can't move, there's a huge impact there. So how do you know if your baby has a tongue tie? There's sometimes really obvious symptoms and sometimes some less than obvious symptoms. The biggest one is pain. Breastfeeding hurts. And to be honest, when you're first starting breastfeeding, there is some discomfort because your nipples haven't been used in that capacity before, right? You're going to feel tender, you're going to feel tugging, but you should not feel razor blade sharp. No, that is not normal. There's an issue there, and it could be a tongue tie. And when you take your baby off the breast and you have like a lipstick, you know, the tube of your lipstick, if you have a lipstick shaped nipple, that could be indicative of a tongue tie. Okay. So pain and your nipples are cracked, bleeding, lipstick shaped. Whoa, something isn't right there. And you should reach out to a mama coach or a health professional to do come in and do an assessment on your baby and on your breastfeeding relationship to see if we can fix something. Because sometimes it's just the latch, but we can do an assessment with obviously a clean gloved hand in your baby's mouth to determine, does she have a tongue tie or not? Because it's not just pain. It can really, really affect milk supply. So sometimes we see this. Maybe mom's having pain, maybe she isn't, and you know, it's their baby is 1 month old, 6 weeks old, and she's not gaining weight like she should. Why is that? Maybe mom's milk supply is low. Why is that? There's always a reason why, and tongue tie can be one of the key points. Like when we're looking at all the reasons why, tongue tie is usually at the top of the list because making milk is supply and demand. So babies need to effectively empty the breast, and that triggers mom's body to make more. So if a baby's tongue is not moving effectively, she's not going to be emptying the breast to the to the point that mom needs her to build an ample supply, and therefore weight gain could be slow or too low, and baby might be super fussy. This can be a reason why mom's struggling with a colicky baby, could be a tongue tie, and you might have a babe that wants to be at the breast all the time, right? Because she's not filling her belly. She's not able to. And if your baby's young and you have a really sleepy baby at the breast, a tongue tie could be another reason why that's happening. The latch might not be like a baby with a tongue tie can't have a deep, deep latch. So babies always say they don't nipple feed, they breastfeed. So mom, baby needs to have a huge, wide open mouth and a big, big, deep latch, not just around the nipple, but around the areola and even more, as deep as she can. And then the tongue needs to move, right? And have lots of mobility to empty all of those milk ducts to stimulate more milk production and to empty the breasts effectively. So tongue ties really, really affect that relationship. So, what do we do about it? If you're having pain, any of the issues that I just mentioned, you should reach out to us and let us help you and do a full assessment. And then what? They can do a tongue tie revision. Okay. We don't do that as mama coaches, but we can help you find somebody that does. NPs do this, and physicians, pediatricians, family doctors, dentists also do this. And what it involves is it's a little cut of that tiny little piece that the tongue tie, okay? What they'll do is they'll snip it either with a pair of scissors, or if you go to a dentist, sometimes they'll laser it. And that's a topic for another session, is comparing the two. But both work, and it's a relatively painless procedure. It's quick, it takes like half a second. It's like cutting your bangs, snip, done. Okay. It can bleed a little bit, but the best solution to that is when you take your baby in to have this done, they snip it and then put your baby to the breast instantly. And that'll stop the bleeding, and it also provides pain relief for your baby if she is experiencing any discomfort. But after that, it's not done. It's important that you get follow-up care, and this is where a mama coach can help you or any health professional. But it's important that you have your breastfeeding journey followed after that for a while, because we want to make sure that your symptoms are improving first off. And you might need to do some positioning adjustments to make sure that you have a big, deep latch, because your baby has never been able to achieve that prior to having the tongue tie. So she's essentially having to relearn the latch now that that tongue tie has been revised. So you need to look at that. And then there's some stretching exercises that you need to do with your baby each day after the revision, a few times a day, actually. To make sure that it doesn't reattach, because that can actually happen. And then you're kind of back to square one. So the steps are, have it assessed. Why are you having the breastfeeding issue that you are? Could be a tongue tie. Between 3 and 10% of babies have a tongue tie. So you know, it could be your baby, and it's a fix that changes things for you. I see it all the time where we fix it and moms go on to breastfeed for a long, long time. So, oh, I'm reading a comment. Oh, from Jackie. She said that her baby had a severe tongue tie and it made feeding almost unbearable. And then once it was clipped, she went strong for 2 years. Yay, Jackie, I'm glad that you did. And I think, in my opinion, tongue ties are a big reason why breastfeeding doesn't work out. And some people say, you know, it's such a fad. You know, we didn't talk about tongue ties 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And it's not like they just suddenly appeared. And I agree. It's not like we've, you know, with time as humans started to have more and more tongue ties present. It's just that we're talking about it more. So when I hear stories about moms who say that breastfeeding just didn't work, this very well could be the reason. Is, does your baby have a tongue tie? And this isn't, if you're struggling with your four-month-old baby with gaining weight, or your five-month-old baby and you've had a real journey with breastfeeding, it could be a tongue tie. This isn't something that just comes to light at the very beginning of your breastfeeding relationship, although often that's where we see it. It's so, if you are having any kind of breastfeeding issue with your baby, I would encourage you to reach out and have us take a look, because this could be your answer. But I'm going to post an article with this link. Maddie, the mama coach in Fort McMurray, wrote a great article on tongue ties. She's an IBCLC and a nurse. And take a look at it. And if you have any questions about this, reach out to us. We're so happy to help, and it can make all the difference. So I hope everybody is having a good day. On Wednesday, we're going to talk about awake times with sleep, but I wanted to pop on here and talk about tongue ties because we're obviously passionate about them. If you can be. But have a good day, everybody, and I will see you Wednesday. Talk to you soon.